The U.S. Senate voted this morning to begin debate on a new package of gun regulations. Neither of Alaska's senators supported it. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, today's vote was procedural. It does not create any new laws, but it does kick off what will be weeks of emotional debate.
Before it even gets to the new laws, the Senate needs to agree to talk about them. The Byzantine rules of the Senate are contained in the 1,600-page book Riddick's Senate Procedure, Precedents and Practices. One rule in particular has dictated the Senate for the past few years: cloture. Cloture allows debate to begin in the Senate, and it requires 60 votes. Here's freshman Senator Brian Schatz presiding over the cloture vote this morning.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 31. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
And with that less than plain English, the Senate begins debating the first new gun measures in nearly two decades. The core bill calls for universal background checks on gun sales, stiffening penalties for straw purchases, that's when someone buys a gun legally for someone who cannot, and increasing school safety.
The base bill that we were filibustering, in the sense of the cloture vote, was problematic for what I have heard from Alaskans on a pretty regular basis.
Senator Mark Begich joined 28 Republicans and one fellow Democrat in filibustering to force a cloture vote. That means they were trying to prevent the Senate from even debating and amending the core package. There will be many attempted amendments, and the bill will look different weeks from now than it does today. Two amendments are guaranteed to get votes, one regulating the size of magazines and an assault weapons ban. Senator Begich says he's talking with Majority Leader Harry Reid about allowing a vote on one of his amendments. That amendment would force states to enter people who are legally barred from owning a gun into the National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
When you have 600,000 people across this country, about 2,000 in Alaska, Alaska being one of the 22 states that don't put any of this information into the NICS system when someone has been deemed mentally incompetent and should not possess a firearm.
Senator Begich says he's had minimal contact with the State Department of Law and the state court system about entering those 2,000 names. He says he talked to state legislators about the issue when they visited D.C. earlier this year. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has repeatedly called for regular order, that process of debate and amendments, voted against it. In a crowded subway underneath the Capitol, she said she's worried that bringing the bill to the floor would strengthen the chance of an assault weapons ban, something she calls a non-starter.
Do we move forward on a bill that I think is pretty fatally flawed?
That bill is moving forward. One of the first amendments will be one that expands background checks to gun shows and online sales, while excluding private sales. Senator Murkowski says Alaskans would not tolerate background checks for person-to-person sales, but would not say whether she supports them at gun shows and online. While the Senate has cleared a major 60-vote hurdle, more votes are in store. Each amendment will need 50 votes to pass, and once every amendment is finalized and the final package crafted, there's another 60-vote threshold to end debate. Then they'd vote on final passage, but nobody has any idea when that will be. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.